Masechet Baba Kama, Perek He, Mishnah Zayin. Even though when talking about a boar, the Pasuk only mentions specifically the animals of an ox and a donkey, here we'll point out that it really includes all other animals as well, and we'll talk about other times in the Torah that when a Pasuk mentions only certain animals, it's really broader, it really is inclusive of other animals as well. Mishnah says, Ehad Shor ve'ehad kol behema. The same law applies to an ox as well to other domesticated animals, and we'll elaborate in the Mishnah also to wild animals and all different types of animals, le'nifilat habor, for paying for damages for falling into a pit. Even though the pasuk specifically mentions an ox and a donkey, we say it applies to other animals as well. Ulahafrashat har Sinai. The Torah tells us that no animal was allowed to graze on Har Sinai because the Shekhinah was there, but it only mentions certain types of animals. Here we learn that it includes not only a behemah, but it would include a haya as well. The Torah says behemah when it comes to that, but we say all animals were not allowed to be on Har Sinai. Ulutashlume kefil, the doubling that a thief has to pay if they steal an animal. The Pisukim only mention a hamor, a se, or an ox, but we say that really it applies to all other animals as well. Ulahashavat aveda, the returning of a lost object. The Torah tells us that if a person sees the ox or the se, which is a sheep or a goat of his brother, lost, he should make sure to return it back to his brother. We say that doesn't only apply to those animals, but it applies to all other animals as well. Leprika, the unloading of a burden from an animal. The Torah tells us that if a person sees the donkey of his enemy with a burden of different packages or supplies on its back, and it's sort of falling, and it's painful for that animal, of course you should help that donkey. But we say here that it applies not only to donkeys but to all other animals as well. Hasima, when a animal is threshing in grain, a person is not allowed to muzzle that animal. The pasuk says lo tahsom shor bedishor. It seems to imply from the pasuk that the isur is only on an ox, but we're saying here that it applies to all other animals as well, not just an ox. Likl'ayim, the prohibition of mating two different species of animals together applies to all different animals, even though the pasuk seems to imply only an ox and a donkey. We say it applies to all animals, not only those two. Ule Shabbat, and the prohibition of using an animal on Shabbat, and every one of in from the pasukim, it seems to be that a person is not allowed to use an ox or a donkey, and then all behema, the pasuk says. So what we're saying here is that it applies to all different types of creatures, a wild animal, birds, etc., not only the behema and the animals listed in the pasuk. In all of these cases, the same halacha would apply to an ox, they would apply to all other domestic animals as well, v'chein hayava ofekayotze behen, as well as wild animals or birds or all other types of animals. Im ken lama ne'emar shor o hamor, if that's the truth that it applies to all animals and birds and everything, why does the Torah specifically say an ox or a donkey? Ela shedibeh akatu behove, the pasuk speaks in the usual case. The Torah mentions an ox or a donkey because that's the common cases of animals that are roaming in the streets that would fall possibly into a pit. So therefore, to give a little bit more illustration to the laws of the Torah, they talk in the hove, in the current common example cases that would happen.